What makes Winston Churchill stand tall in history's darkest hour? How did Tim Allen transform from prison inmate to Hollywood star? The answers lie not in extraordinary talent or luck, but in specific character traits that anyone can develop. Greatness isn't reserved for the famous or fortunate. It's available to anyone willing to cultivate the habits and mindsets that exceptional achievers share. These traits form the blueprint for transcending the ordinary and achieving the remarkable in any field or circumstance. Your life today reflects your past choices, and your future will mirror the decisions you make now. In life's journey, you're either a driver, taking control, or a passenger, accepting whatever happens as fate. Tim Allen's story exemplifies this principle. After losing his father at 11, Tim eventually sold drugs and landed in prison. There, he experienced his pivot moment, realizing he alone was responsible for his situation and only he could change his future. He confronted his anger about growing up fatherless and developed his talent for humor. After prison, he refused Disney's offers that didn't align with his vision, eventually creating Home Improvement and transforming from ex-con to box office star. True self-belief isn't arrogance, it's aligning with how your creator sees you. We each possess unique fingerprints, retinal patterns, and DNA that will never be duplicated. Yet many allow others to define them rather than seeing themselves through God's perspective. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, the ability to envision your potential before it manifests. Real dreams stem from genuine inner drives that persist and motivate action. Your attitude is a choice that follows you everywhere. Have confidence in the greatness placed within you.
Risking looking foolish liberates you from mediocrity. Passion manifests as creativity, passion made visible. Creative individuals stand out in any field. Michael Jordan's creativity made him exceptional, enabling remarkable shots when they mattered most. Passionate people become natural leaders who see further and persist longer. They transcend conventional thinking, set trends others follow, and inspire by connecting emotionally with individuals while motivating masses. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. We cannot achieve what we want until we know what we want. Too many drift aimlessly, controlled by circumstances rather than guided by clear goals. The greatest achievers dream the biggest dreams, envisioning their destination before taking their first step. Mark Mero, former WWE champion, recorded dreams in notebooks since childhood. His thinking pause approach transformed him from digging swimming pools to becoming a multi-millionaire wrestler. Jim Carrey wrote himself a check for millions and landed a role paying exactly that amount before his deadline. Walt Disney built an empire from visualized dreams, starting with a cartoon mouse. When you visualize completed goals, your brain creates productive tension between current reality and desired outcome, driving achievement. Dreams require concrete planning and daily action. Even advancing just inches daily means moving 30 feet forward annually instead of merely contemplating while delaying action.
Nobody achieves success alone. As King Solomon noted, two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. John D. Rockefeller recognized that people skills are worth more than any other commodity under the sun. Successful individuals maintain diverse networks across ages, backgrounds, and fields. They remember names, stay connected, and cultivate relationships that provide resources and support. Asking for help actually strengthens relationships. Those who assist become invested in your success. Studies show 2/3 of successful executives had mentors, and those seeking counsel become better educated, earn more, and experience greater happiness. Every opportunity arrives disguised as a relationship. Your network functions as success insurance. Even Thomas Edison was actually a 15-man team with a common goal, making Edison essentially a collective noun.
Whatever you hope to achieve will come largely through others, making the journey more enjoyable when shared. A shotgun sprays pellets with tremendous noise, effective at close range but quickly losing power. A rifle fires a single bullet with minimal noise, hitting targets accurately at great distances. This metaphor represents focus, concentrating energy on a specific target rather than scattering effort. Successful people aren't more powerful. They're average individuals who've learned to focus limited resources on singular goals. Most people expend energy without meaningful results, exhausting themselves while making little progress because they prioritize urgency over importance. NASCAR rookies learn to redirect their focus from the wall to the infield because we're drawn toward whatever dominates our thoughts. This principle explains why advertisers invest millions in repetitive messaging. They're creating thought habits through repetition. Modern society values busyness over effectiveness and diversification over specialization. Though busy and focused people both end their days tired, only the focused person makes actual progress toward goals. Greatness requires consuming passion, doing what others won't, and defying common sense. Focus demands courage and faith that today's sacrifices will yield tomorrow's rewards. Courage is action, not deliberation, doing what needs doing without overthinking. The world rewards implementation, not just ideas. While vision and planning are essential, you must eventually begin the journey with a single step. Successful people maintain a bias for action, often appearing impatient because they're eager to move forward without perfect information. When you turn toward your fear instead of away from it, it loses its grip on you. As Thomas Watson noted, the way to succeed is to double your error rate. When all other qualities are equal, persistence becomes the deciding factor. Ross Perot faced 78 rejections before his first sale. Thomas Edison made over 10,000 attempts before creating a viable light bulb. Abraham Lincoln endured business failures, political defeats, and personal tragedies before becoming president at 51. Roadblocks exist to separate the truly great from the wannabes. There's always a solution. Go around, dig under, or climb over. As Norman Vincent Peale said, it's always too early to quit. Character is who you are when no one is looking. Doing right without witnesses, performing unnoticed tasks, being truthful, and honoring commitments even when inconvenient. As Einstein advised, strive to become valuable rather than merely successful. If you have integrity, nothing else matters. If you don't have integrity, nothing else matters. True prosperity means having enough to fulfill your purpose, thriving with resources to pursue dreams and help others. Money reveals heart intentions, flowing toward those who manage it well and away from those who misuse it. Don't postpone generosity until wealth arrives. If you can't share $100, you won't share $1 million. Generosity reflects character, not income. Mississippi ranks 49th in income but 6th in charitable giving, while New Hampshire ranks 6th in income but 45th in giving. The greatest rewards come from achieving your purpose, enriching loved ones' lives, and benefiting others. Raise your standard of giving alongside your standard of living. This is true greatness, using your success to create success for others.